This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program that shines the spotlight on Minnesota's musicians. I'm Travis Ryder, your host this week. Later in the hour, we'll visit with Actual Wolf, a.k.a. Eric Pollard, Grand Rapids native and a touring musician for many years, playing with Low, Retribution Gospel Choir, and many other groups. He's now a solo performer under that name, Actual Wolf. We'll hear songs live from our studios and talk with him about this project and where it's going to take him in the next couple of months. We'll start out the program with a project called I Like You, led by the voice, ukulele, glockenspiel, and accordion of Wendy Soleil. I Like You, the album Fall in Like. This is Hearts on Sleeves.
It's a lonely little game.
It isn't 'cause you've suffered, and it isn't 'cause you've grown. Anyone can tell you that it's not built to last, and the city's burning under. It's running from the past. This is how it goes. This is how.
Been accused of loving you for so long now that I can see where I went wrong. Am I an animal? Am I human? Who says that we're moving? And I can see where I went wrong. Just stay the night. Nobody wants you. Wants you to leave.
speaking like a bell. There's only one, there's only one way you can and the shame, oh yeah. So turn it up, let's ring the speakers like a bell. There's only one, there's only one way you can tell, oh yeah. You want a revolution, let's start a revolution.
Three-piece Retribution Gospel Choir from their Sub Pop EP called The Revolution EP. We heard two tracks, Feel It Superior and The Stone, subtitle Revolution. Before that, two from Corey Chisel and The Wandering Sons. Corey is originally from Babbitt, Minnesota on the East Mesabi Range. The Old Believers disc is new from them. We heard This Is How It Goes and I've Been Accused. And I Like You, Minneapolis-based group, with their Fall In Like release and Hearts on Sleeves, started out Center Stage Minnesota, an original production of Northern Community Radio, and distributed to the stations of the Ampers Network. You can find more about the program at kaxe.org. And the program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, Retribution Gospel Choir is the trio of Al Sparhawk, also of Low, Steve Garrington, who also plays with Low, and Eric Pollard, who also sometimes plays with Low. Well, Grand Rapids, Minnesota native Eric Pollard has been successful as a band member for years with the Dukes of Hubbard, Sunkill Moon, Low, and RGC, as we just heard, playing the drums in that group. But as he recounts in a recent feature article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, it took the prospect of hard jail time to make him serious about taking the spotlight himself. While he was facing felony charges for selling pot, he wrote dozens of original songs. He's now free on probation and performing under the name Actual Wolf. He and a top-notch band play shows starting this month in St. Paul and then a Mid-America tour to follow in September. I started my chat with Actual Wolf by remarking that the 32-year-old's dozen years as a professional rock and jazz musician is almost all of his adult life.
It is. It's a good chunk of... I don't know if I'd call my 20s my adult life, but yeah, it is. It is a good chunk of my adult life.
And so going back to around, what, 2000, you were playing with Dukes of Hubbard?
Yep. Three guys from Grand Rapids and two guys from Park Rapids. So a very, very northern band named after Hubbard County. And yeah, we played all over the place. Met a lot of KXE volunteers through the Pennington Music Festival. That Steve Ross puts on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it was a lot of fun. And then we all split up because the bass player, Tim Saxog, who's a Grand Rapids guy, was in a little band that you may have heard of called Trampled by Turtles. And they got really busy. Really busy. And so then I was living in Duluth, and Al Sparhawk and I started playing, just jamming together on drums and guitar, and that's how the Retribution Gospel Choir formed.
Yeah, and that project has gotten some pretty national interest, and the band's on Sub Pop Records on its own merits and doing cool things. And so you've been playing with Retribution Gospel Choir, but now even though you're drumming with that group, and that's a plenty good gig right there, you've got this drive to become a solo artist, and we've visited a little bit in the past about that, and you've said things along the lines of, you got to go for it, you got to follow your dream and just make this thing happen,
yeah,
and not wait around. And So maybe you can expand on that and tell me how you came to that that decision.
I've always written songs and I've always played guitar. And it just got to the point where Retribution was doing some shows, but we were kind of taking some time off to work on a record. And Lo was doing a little bit of touring, but we were also taking some time off. And I just, in the middle of that, I happened to run across some legal issues, and I just decided I had a lot on my mind. I had a lot of feelings and frustrations to express, and so I just started writing. Instead of going to a therapist, I just started writing, which has kind of always been a good outlet for me, emotionally and mentally. I started writing songs, and I started to amass quite a few songs. And it was actually Al that said, okay, you got to start recording these. You got to start putting these out. And so he really pushed me along, as well as a couple of my other friends. And that's how I just decided I needed to go for it. Now was the best time to do that. And I'd just moved back to Grand Rapids from Nashville. And It was time. You know, I had plenty of time to write. I was surrounded by good people, and it was time to go. Time to go. Early 30s, just time to step out on my own, because if I didn't, I would just be playing drums and keyboards for the rest of my life, which is fine, and it's a good gig, and it's taken me all over the world. But I needed to say what I needed to say, not interpret what other people needed to say.
Mm-hmm. Step to the front.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can give us something that bears a little bit of your soul, talks about some of the things that you've been able to express by music. You got a song you want to start with?
Yeah, this is a new song I wrote a couple weeks ago. It's called The Big City Blues. It's about going to New York City. Well, the concrete dollars vanish into the wind, swept up with the wine and the tonic and gin. Spend another 500 and I'll do it again on overpriced women and credit card friends. Well, credit card lovers with a debit of dreams, full of cocktail parties and happy hour scenes. Spend another 600 just to get what I need. I'm a big city baby and I do what I please. Doing what I want and the doing is great. Ate a $50 dinner on a $100 plate. Got my own cubicle at the job I hate. But it's Saturday tomorrow, gonna stay out late. Looks like my hard-earned dollar's gonna vanish again. Swept up with the wine and the tonic and gin. Well, living in the city got all that I need. Spend another 500 cause I do what I please. Got the big city blues, do whatever I please.
Actual Wolf, Big City Blues. That's a new one? You just recently wrote that?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago I wrote it. I was talking to my girlfriend who lives out in New York City, and she was frustrated about the rat race, because New York City is a very overwhelming city. Mm-hmm. And even though she's lived there for 10 years, she just got overwhelmed with her job and how expensive everything is. And I've been out there enough where I realize that. I mean, it's easy to get addicted to a city like New York City. It's a drug. New York City's a drug, and it's a fantastic drug. But it's just like any drug. It's very expensive, and it'll wear you down eventually. And so I just kind of wrote. I got these few ideas in my head, and I just wrote them down.
A long-distance relationship like that's got to be something that helps you write songs. There's a lot of emotion involved in that kind of a distance and trying to maintain a connection, isn't there?
It certainly does. Skype really helps as well. It was a lot easier when I was on tour all the time because I would just be out there all the time. But over the last year when I've been going through the court, it's gotten a little tougher, but luckily she can travel here, so she spent an awful lot of time here, which she's really enjoyed, because she hasn't ever really been. She's from Lubbock, Texas, which is a big place, and West Texas, and then she moved to New York, which is huge, and so she's never really had any small town time, which she's really, really liked. She even liked the winter here, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it was good.
So, you know, other than obvious personal things, the strife you've been going through with the law and your just other personal topics, what other things inspire your songwriting?
Yeah, it's a tough question. Mm. It's always a tough question to answer. What inspires my songwriting, I guess it's just people, you know, and up here there's a lot of good people and a lot of honest people that don't make a lot of money. And I think that inspires my songwriting a lot, just seeing the folks that do really well on very little, and they're very happy because they live in a good place. And I would say that inspires my songs a lot. My travels inspire my songs a lot. And as of late, you know, obviously my court situation has inspired a lot of my songwriting, just my personal feelings and whatnot. And dealing with that kind of stuff has inspired those sort of songs. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I wonder if you would do a solo acoustic rendition of one that's on this full band EP, and maybe we'll talk more about this. Lightning and the Wolf is the EP. Can you do Bread for us?
Yeah. This is a song called Bread, obviously. It's about not having any money. Poor bastards and the losers, the drinkers and the whores. Who am I to judge you? Who am I to give you yours?
Because the waitresses and bartenders, they think I'm crazy in the head. And I'm stuck in here with all I got, while my friends are making bread. Don't know if I remember if what I say is true. All the faces run together, and I've forgotten all the who's. Maybe I just tried too hard, maybe come on too strong, and that love of mine will probably leave when someone better comes along. Gonna owe you favors. I live life in the red. Can't even sell enough reefer. I can't keep none in my head. I'm sweet as good for nothing. You won't miss me when I'm dead. I'll give you what I got left, while my friends are making bread. I'll give you just what you want, while my friends are making bread.
Bread. Actual Wolf from the new EP Lightning and the Wolf, a stripped-down acoustic version of a song that's very fully realized as a full band proposition on this EP. Alan Sparhawk of Low and Retribution Gospel Choir and the Black Eyed Snakes served as your producer on this session.
He did.
And a great group of players helping you out, too.
Yeah, amazing group of players. There's Steve Garrington, who's a monster bass player. He plays with me in Retribution Gospel Choir and Low, and him and I also do a lot of jazz gigs all around the area, and he's just a monster player. Jay Canson from Minneapolis, who is one of the most gigging guitar players down there. He plays with Mason Jennings, Halloween Alaska, Haley Bonner, a new group called All Eyes, which is really good, and he's the man about town, and he's a great friend of mine. I've known both him and Steve since they were 16 or 17, actually. And I was lucky enough to convince both of them to play on my record and work with me on the project, and they play in the band as well. And then the very talented Haley Bonner. Well, she lives in Minneapolis now, but she's originally from Rapid City, South Dakota. And she's an amazing singer, an amazing musician, and a great songwriter, and a very good friend of mine.
So what was it like to go from being a supporting player in some great bands to being an acoustic solo artist writing these songs, playing them on your own, to then being at the kind of the center of this very lush sound on Lightning and the Wolf?
Wow. It's still very overwhelming and intimidating, but I guess it's only like that until I step up on stage. And then I get very comfortable. I'm finding out that I'm very good at dealing with high pressure situations, and I think that's my little job interview line there. No, but I'm very good at dealing with high pressure situations, and when I get on stage in front of people, it just kind of seems to all the worry just kind of melts away. And I think it's good. I think it's going to be a fun journey, and everybody's on board for it. So I think it's going to be fun. I think we got some good times ahead of us.
So you're stepping on stage, fronting a lot of these same players in the band for some shows on Wednesdays at the Amsterdam in St. Paul this month, is it?
This month, yep. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday this month, we play at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in St. Paul, down on Wabasha Street. And then we're going on our first tour in September with the band. And Jake's younger brother, Jeremy, who is the drummer in a band called Tapes and Tapes, mm-hmm. he plays drums in the band, and he's very good, very talented. And he's going to be joining us. And we're going on tour in September. We're opening for Trampled by Turtles in Mankato, which is going to be a big step for us. We're really excited to play the music for people and see if people can get as excited about it as we are.
Eric Pollard is Actual Wolf. Can you take us out with one more?
Yeah. This is one I played on the Great Northern Radio Show. Had a really fun time playing. It's called Minneapolis. This is called Tuning My Guitar, but this one's called Minneapolis. It's a fun little number, and thanks to Aaron Brown for having me on the Great Northern Radio Show. It's a fantastic program and really well run. Your white wine lips and your cocktail tongue, clenched up fists and your nearsighted eyes, your tattooed skin and your judging lies. I got some bad news, you ain't no judge. Dime store clothes and the high class words painless throes of all the painful regrets, that hipster sneer and always doubling the bets. I have a bad feeling, you ain't no gambler. Your hourglass shape and prescription brain, hair full of snakes and your off-putting gaze, your olive arms and a soul of flames. Look toward the mirror, you ain't Medusa. The martini dreams and the little girl's heart, the public scenes and the actor's last script, Scandinavian smile and the silk of your slip. Terrible news, you ain't no princess. Whiskey tongue, clenched up fists and your ugly disguise, your baby soft skin and your judging eyes. I have some bad news, you're still a child.
terrible news. You're still a liar. And one more truth, you ain't no judge.
Many thanks to Eric Pollard, Actual Wolf, for stopping by recording that session with us. And you can find that session as an on-demand stream available at kaxe.org. Open up the drop-down menu for programs and find Center Stage Minnesota, which is what you're listening to, our program that showcases the talents of Minnesota's musicians. And Actual Wolf will be playing Wednesday nights at the Amsterdam in St. Paul in the month of August. Then a multi-date, multi-state tour in September, meandering around the central portion of the U.S. Center Stage Minnesota continues. Minneapolis-based artist who has been rather traditional in his approach to singer-songwriter music, going a little more pop on this new album called Brave Soul. The song is Back to Me. Thank you.
I lie awake at night, longing for the day, waiting for the sun to finally say.
On the Edible Records label from 1998, The Sandwiches, Good Morning, from their Rock On Scubatron CD, and Andy Elwell with new music in 2012. The album is called Brave Soul, and that was Back to Me. Center Stage, Minnesota. The spotlight is pointed at Minnesota's talented musicians during this program. And one of those talented musicians would be Pat Hayes, frontman for the Lamont Cranston Blues Band. Going back to the 1997 album, Roll With Me, this is You Don't Know.
I got a good friend, sometimes I don't know. Always take me places where I don't want to. Stopping every juke on along the way. Come on, show up at the end of the day. You don't know. Lord, 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 Lord. Up last night, 3:30. Come in the house, just trumps can breathe. Next morning, nothing but an aching head. Couldn't even get out of bed. Lord, 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 Lord.
how many women you can get. After all this time, I ain't seen one of them yet. If you don't stop now and get you a home, you'll be living all alone. You don't know. Lord, 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 Lord. Tell you what to do with your life. All I can say is I don't want you in mine. Get yourself together and be on your way. I'll be seeing you some other day. You don't know. Lord, 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 you don't. You don't know. Lord, 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 you don't know.
Standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me say in a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then you suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I am no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. I have a love of my own.
There's Rhonda Laurie and her band Sidewalk Cafe, doing some jazz standards on this collection, and that one was Blue Moon. Also in there, the Lamont Cranston Blues Band from Roll With Me, the song You Don't Know. Center Stage, Minnesota. It's our showcase for Minnesota musicians. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Travis Ryder, executive producer of Center Stage Minnesota is Charlie Polkrebeck. I leave you with this one from the 2004 album from the Big Woo, Tool for Evening. Ray Charles Can See.
Trying out paint clouds.